Bob Vandervossi, director of the Howard Miller Library. First of all, the request for the library endowment, you're asking for $82,600, the full amount. Explain a little bit the rationale behind the request for the allocation.
Well, the endowment was set up a number of years ago to provide for activities and the improvement of the library, and we are soon to embark on an expansion where we are growing our children's area. So in addition to doing the things that we have normally done with endowment funds in the past, which are e-books and express books and a digitization project for the Zealand Record, we are also working on plans for an expanded children's area in the library, and some of this money will be able to be applied to additional furniture and equipment for that area.
Let me ask you about the code for patrons coming in. Explain a little bit about what you're asking City Council to do today on this.
We're basically asking City Council to sort of codify and officially recognize what has been standard operating procedure in our library and many other libraries. If you go to most other libraries, they have an official patron code of conduct, and this basically just lays out and makes enforceable some of the policies that we have had for patron conduct within the library.
It's been pretty much a case where the patrons have been pretty good on this, haven't they?
Absolutely.
How has things gone so far in the first few months since you've taken over as the Howard Miller Library Director? Obviously, you're moving, looking outward and forward.
We are. It's a good time here. I've got a great staff, and the community is very supportive of the library, and it's a real focal point, gathering point for the community, and just really have enjoyed my time and looking forward to continuing to serve.
Are you keeping an eye on things going on in Lansing in terms of funding?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Are you liking what you're seeing, or are you still sort of hedging your bets on things right now?
Well, I think anybody in local government is are hedging our bets. We've seen a lot of work on the part of advocates for local government, the Michigan Municipal League, Michigan Township Association, Michigan Library Association, to try to ensure that there are, you know, continued support for many of the local amenities that have been supported by state revenue sharing and by personal property tax revenues in the past. And I think those are important to patrons, and we will continue to advocate for those.
When people say to you, Bob, well, libraries are becoming now passe a little bit because of the internet and stuff like that, how do you respond to people who say that maybe funds should be diverted elsewhere?
Well, I think that that's an absolutely untrue statement. I think with the amount of information that's available and that people now more than ever need assistance in determining the accuracy of that information and knowing which sources are the most reliable, and that's basically what libraries do. They provide a source of accurate and reliable information, and with what we've seen on the internet, there's lots of reliable information, but there's also a lot of unreliable information, and libraries and librarians are here to help people work their way through that that kind of situation.
And the other thing, too, is the fact that there's the local angle, because you just mentioned about getting some of the things taken care of with the local recording, the Zealand Record and stuff like that.
Yep.
Big libraries can't do it. You know, the local ones can do that.
That's right. That's right.